All right, Shelley. Well, as 6 o'clock, I'll call the meeting to order for the Town of Daniel Council meeting for Monday, December 3rd, 2018. As usual, item number one would be any public comment concerning any issue that's not on the agenda, and ask if there is any. Okay. Now, moving on to item number two, business licenses. My very own preschool and Jennifer and John Webb, Richmond Hometown Heating and Air. Does council have any questions about either of these businesses? They're both new?
No, renewals.
Any questions from any council or? Any discussion else on business licenses? Okay, moving on to item number three, approval of general plan with modern housing plan. I'll turn the time over to Eric, but before I do, just we've had a general plan in place, I believe, since the beginning, and we've had some sort of a housing plan, and we've now just, we've done what's been required by the state and to have the modern housing plan is the term, and turn the time over to Eric, we spent a lot of time with it, also with the gentleman, Bob, from the Mountainland Association and Governments, and that's who put this particular together. Turn the time over.
Okay, first off, does the council have any questions? Sent that out in email form, or there's some in your packet. Anybody, I have four copies, if anybody needs a copy.
I have an extra two, my printer's gone off.
No pictures? Is that exciting? That's exactly how it works.
So we went through, we took down the information he gave us using his figures off the state web of how many homes we need. We need 11. We realize that as a council, we don't have control over prices of homes. And so really the only, the real nuts and bolts of what a city council does is zoning. And so that's our part of the zoning, is how we contribute to the modern income. We don't have a lot of subdivisions, so there's not a moderate income component to the large subdivision that you see going in elsewhere in the valley.
Some plans are very extensive and 20 and 30 pages, and a lot of things that affect our town just aren't the same as some of the other big places.
Yeah, we're kind of different. Also in your packet, there is a letter from the state requiring, mandating us to get this plan in place. I guess it's from the state. It has Gary Herbert's name on it. And then I also have a letter from planning recommending adoption of the modern income element and attaching it. The legislature decided that they would stay that under their hands to require each city to do that.
So I have some questions on this, Eric.
Okay.
On page two or three of it, it says, the 2018 gap analysis for Daniel Town shows that the town already has more affordable housing units than the total number of moderate income households. So it seems like we already have enough. And then it says, however, many of these units are currently occupied by those that do not qualify as moderate income households. Therefore, the town's current need for additional affordable housing units for those making 0 to 80% is currently 11. But it seems to me like we have enough. It's just that those homes aren't occupied by the right people now. And then we're coming over here on the last page of this, and we have goals that are to develop mixed lot sizes, to identify locations where additional units can be built, allow accessory dwellings, and we're doing all of this for 11 homes that we already kind of have, just occupied by other people. It seems like a, I don't know, a Band-Aid when we don't need one.
Well, again, we don't think we needed one either, but the legislature decided we did.
No, I'm not saying we don't need to have a plan, but our plan doesn't have to say we're going to do all of these things that we have set as goals.
So our goals, accessory dwelling units, our code already allows for that within the main structure.
But it says update residential codes to allow dwelling units. So we must be doing something different.
Well, we only allow that in RA5 zone. So that's in the RA5 zone.
And then identify additional housing units could be built?
Right. And so we have the RA zone on the other side of 40. And so within them zones, higher density could happen. And so that's why we included those statements.
And then a couple of months ago, we did go over that plan that we also worked with them, assessing what might happen as far as the town with the next 20 years, as far as population. We played into that a little bit.
It did.
And it's all a guess, and it's a plan, and there's some things that have to be in that plan, and that's why it took quite a bit of time for Aaron.
Well, this says goals. It right. says goals, and then it says develop a mixture of lot sizes. That means create. So this isn't saying go back to the 1 acre that we already have up in the corner. This is saying develop. And then it's saying identify locations where additional housing units could be built. To me, this seems like, I mean, when I read these as goals, none of these are my goals. I'm not looking to develop a mixture of lot sizes. I'm not looking to identify locations where we can build these types of units. I'm not looking to add more accessory dwelling units. So to me, that's a big bite for something that we already don't really even need, according to this document.
So what would your goal be?
My goal would be to maintain it as we have it.
That doesn't get you those 11 additional units.
I don't see it that we need 11 additional units. We just need the right people to fill those additional units. And so that might be my goal over time, to have these 11 units filled by those in that category of wages.
One thing also you might want to know, John, is this to receive the CDBG grant.
Yeah.
So this is like the month that that needs to be. I looked at it a little different with a different set of glasses, same wording. I looked at it, we've already been doing all these things. It doesn't say any time frame that we have to do them.
Oh, but that's bit as Mayor. It seems like...
It depends on if a goal at the right time, there's going to be time. This town's not going to stay, I don't believe, the way it is forever. And so I believe we've already been working on these goals, and those goals, when the time is right, they would be appropriate. If the time is not right, they wouldn't be appropriate, for depending on which goal you were trying to look at. I get what you're saying. I just want to say my piece about that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I'll show a little more, it's kind of like when we sat down with them and they had a map of our town and they said, well, how many do you think is going to be in this area? It didn't have lots, it had just areas. And it went from, you know, we talked and just put numbers in there, not arbitrary because there's thought to it, but it meant nothing except it was a plan that possibly this, and so it's a somewhat of a crystal ball the state could use when we went through this, to how much we feel could be possible growth.
We also did an enterprise zone at one time, and that has come back to play a significant role in making decisions as to whether property should be turned commercial or not. And I don't know that we put the thought into that, that maybe it merited at the time.
I think the state actually put those spots out, did they?
No, we did the enterprise.
We identified those spots.
Those spots. State, we just needed to.
Well, back to one of those things, instead the state says, oh, you got to do this, but we get to say how we do it. And at least for me at this point, this seems pretty significant. If we're not thinking about doing it for a few years, why list it as a goal now? List it as a goal in a few years when it actually becomes a goal. Because this can be updated at any time we want to.
Well, it has to be every 2 years.
Yeah, so.
So what did Bob say any specifically about goals that John's referencing?
No. No, and I think number three, encourage landlords with affordable units to ensure tenants meet moderate income levels.
Yeah, that's a great one.
So which one do you have heartburn on, or which one?
So the develop a mixture of lot sizes and housing types within the community. I have heartburn with that one. I don't know that, I think our fees are fine. Encourage landlord, I think, is fine. Identify locations where additional housing units could be built, I think is a, I don't think we need to do that right now.
Well, I think that's your RA1 zone that we're talking about. We've identified that square. Additioning housing can be built.
Check.
Across the highway?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that it's fair to those over there with the 1 acre lots to say, oh, by the way, we're putting our moderate to low income housing in your backyard. So I'm not sure that works for me. Work with county, state, and federal housing authorities to identify programs that could be used in the town. Sure, that one's fine, but. So I would say number one, number four, what was the other one? Number five and number four. So one, four, and five, I don't know that they need to be goals right now.
Sorry.
Take a question?
I do. On the 1 acre lots across the highway, are there not homes on those already?
No.
So they're just 1 acre lots?
They are just, no, it's one big parcel. It hasn't even been subdivided. It's just in the RA1 zone.
Oh, I see.
When they were annexed in, that was a condition of annexation.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. As far as those three in or out, would the rest of the document look good if those are gone?
Yeah, I think the rest of it doesn't really, I think it fills the need and doesn't commit us to something that maybe we're not.
And that's the whole need for this, is just to accomplish their goal.
And that I understand, but those things would. Okay.
I think number five we're already doing. Our code already allows for accessory dwelling units.
But this says updated, and I don't know that we have any goals, I don't know that we have any plans to update that or anything.
It's a great goal. We tried to update it before. It went on for a few years.
And literally, we literally just did number four in the last year.
So. Anyway, those are my concerns.
Okay. Council feel good about striking those and using the rest of the document? Any discussion on those three items?
I think one and four we can certainly lose. I think, like I said, I think we already, our code allows for number five. I don't think we're at all with that.
My only problem with five is it says update. It says we're going to look at, we're going to do something with it. We're going to...
But then you say we do that every 2 years anyway?
This plan has to be updated every 2 years.
So why do we even have to have that in there? I mean, does it make or break this document that we have, that we're going to update that code? I don't think it needs to be in there.
So just to clarify, there's nothing in the zoning or the code that you feel would need to be updated on any particular level in the code?
Yeah.
Okay. We spent a lot of time on the code, so we certainly...
We have.
Yep, so...
We have.
Have the heart for losing five? If we're already doing it, we've done it, and if we need to add it to it, we can add it to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask a question about the number five and the accessory dwelling units? From what I'm understanding, that would be the accessory dwelling. Would that be an apartment within a home? Or a mother-in-law type apartment for a family member.
So there's different rules on what can happen there. You can't charge rent. It has to be a blood relative.
So that wouldn't, if you can't charge rent, then that wouldn't apply as an accessory dwelling unit, because you're not, would it?
Within.
You're not collecting a fee for the...
No, you're taking care of somebody that fits into this plan, a moderate income. So you have a mother-in-law and a fixed income.
But okay,
so that's part of this plan.
Would it? Okay. I was just trying to hard time on differentiating between charging a moderate fee versus just letting a family member live with you.
And see, and that's what John was talking about earlier. In this plan, it talks about that we have the units, but the people that live in it aren't moderate income. And so the state looks at that like, okay, well, you got to get people in there that need this need. So they almost penalize us for being thrifty and living in a smaller house than you can afford, I guess.
Yeah.
With the reality, we have no say of who moves or wants to buy the house, but still.
Yeah.
Our hands are really tight. Our only thing is zoning. That is our main thing that the town can do.
Yeah.
We can encourage, but there's really not a lot.
Could you change the part where it says develop mixed use to setting as kind of like you already said, you already have 1 acre lots, or not 1 acre lots, but you have zoning for 1 acre lots if it were to be developed. That makes a room for that.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah, whatever the council wants to do.
I move we approve this and we strike 1, 4, and 5.
Is that a motion?
Yeah.
You got a second on that motion?
What happens if we do, what did he say if we did strike these on our goals?
If we did?
Yeah, nothing.
I don't.
Just as long as it's in the plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as we have a plan.
I second that motion.
Okay, we have a first and a second. Any last discussions on this?
The plan does have to meet certain criteria, so there is a criteria that we do have to meet.
Do any of these include that?
Well, you'll see every one of these on the highlighted bulb. Each one of those, that's a component within the moderate income that's required by law. So it doesn't say we have to have six goals or five goals. It means it's just a goal section. So.
Got it.
Okay. We have a first and second. We're in discussion. Any other discussion? Not? All in favor of accepting the moderate income housing plan, except for excluding goals number 1, 4, and 5. That is the motion, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Everyone opposed? Motion passes.
Awesome. Great job.
Also go over the ordinance that accompanies that. I'll read that out loud. Number DO 218-12-3. effective date December 3rd, 2018. Short title, General Plan 2018. Purpose, to update the general plan adopted in 2006 to include the moderate income housing plan. Resolution, whereas each municipality is required by UCA 10-9A-401 to prepare and adopt a comprehensive long-range general plan for the purpose and future needs of the municipality and growth and development of all or any part of the land within the municipality. And whereas the Daniel Planning Commission recommended the existing plan remain the same and include the moderate income housing plan, the Daniel Town Council does hereby approve to adopt the existing general plan and include the moderate income housing plan. Chair, I'll take the motion of the
motion to approve.
Second?
I second it.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Ordinance BO 2018-12-3 passes. Item number four, we move on to discussion of the Webb property. Whoever would like to come up and speak, state your name for the record. And
that was the recommendation from planning, right?
Yes.
Motion to approve that.
I have a letter for that. There's a recommendation.
I think I read it already somewhere.
I have a discussion maybe before you make that motion. I haven't called it for one yet. This property, we have this packet. I believe there's probably an awful lot of information in there that we need to know. I think from the planning department, the recommendation, they, from the code, they had no option except to kick it up to us. So what we want to make sure we do is, if we are going to approve this, we know there's other properties that are going to be just like this that are waiting to be approved. We would definitely be going blatantly against our code in multiple ways. Just so we understand it. I don't know that is or isn't the right thing to do. I know that you and I have talked, this is my first time for the packet. I usually like to go through it. I probably know half enough to have a discussion with you, but not the rest of the things that may or may not need to come up for myself. Anyway, John, I know you had a motion. We'll let you, when the time's right, I'll ask for a motion again. But I'd like to have any discussion from, if there's anything else you'd like to say or anything else from the public, and then we'll have some discussion here, obviously.
Well, in that packet on the back, there's letters, for estates letters. We have a letter from the fire marshal, and we also have a letter from the county zoning that said that, being it's out of their jurisdiction, but if it was up to them, they would write us a lot of record. And last week, I believe it was Tom Rollins, that suggested that once this is submitted and you guys approve it, that we take those three parcels and record them into one.
That was part of the recommendation, I think.
Steve, do you have anything to add to me?
Any other comment from the public?
Why is the lot non-conforming?
Good question.
I would say because it's been there since 1903. It hasn't changed. It should be grandfathered in.
But what's the problem with it, I guess, is my question.
I think it's the frontage.
It's the frontage.
Their in-law states you have to have 100-foot frontage, which honestly makes no sense to me at all, because it's a private driveway that goes back and opens up into way more than 100-foot frontage.
What is your frontage now?
The frontage, we have 32 feet.
It's a 32-foot driveway.
A driveway, yeah.
Is there, well, I mean, there's a lot to chew on here. I want to give you every opportunity to make sure you either verbally go through all the things you want to make sure we highlight and go over it. So I don't want to cut you short at all. Do you feel you've gone through this, that you want anything else you want to highlight to us as before we kind of...
No, I think the important things are all in that packet. I think the warranty deeds should justify for it being grandfathered in and as a non-conforming lot. So, I mean, they want to build one home. We had in the past someone that wanted to buy it and subdivide it. And personally, we all like the rural feel of Daniels. I grew up here. I love the rural feel. So one home and a barn makes a whole lot more sense than putting even three.
One thing, oftentimes when this gets to this point, there's an application of some side that gives parameters, and at this point there has or has not been an application filed.
There is an application.
There's an application filed now. Okay. Yep. And I assume that states what she said.
I have a copy here for you.
So that's what the applicant's looking for.
So Susan, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why don't you just put a road in to the back of that and make more lots?
Because we'd like to keep it rural. And in order to put a road in, you've got to have 60 feet.
And you can't get the 60 feet anywhere?
Nope. We've tried, John.
Okay.
And you do remember the applicant that was spent a year with us getting that second road. Same exact scenario.
But they didn't do 60 feet, right?
On that did the amended road, secondary road that we worked on a year or two ago for that other parcel, how the width on that road?
Yeah, 50 foot right away. That's the standard.
That's our minimum is 50 foot.
That's correct.
Hey, John, can I ask you a question? I brought this up last week. That road between the old church house and Rudy Thompson over on this little Sweden Road is no 50 feet. And there's houses all the way along there. And I'll guarantee you that road's not as wide as our lane. You can't pass two cars on that road. And any anybody here that's been on that road knows.
Yeah, it's a bad one.
So, you know.
Do council have anything more for Susan? And or do you have any last questions?
Well, for me, Chip, I'd like to take some time to look at this. And then I'd like to read the planning's minutes. I mean, see why they would approve this at 32 feet.
Okay. There's no more discussion. I will entertain a motion. Before we do the motion, though.
Can I ask you a question, Steve?
And I don't want to take everybody's time here, but if we're going to just wait on it anyway, I can ask you after. But this landowner here, you couldn't work something where you could actually have a major road that comes in and make this three lots right here on that property? Because this is Grant's,
okay, but
right?
Let me ask you a question. Would you rather see three homes in there than you would one?
No, I'm just seeing what your options are and if you've thought about all that and everything else, or if that's not even something you want to think about doing. Or
personally, I would rather see, and I know my mom and dad would rather see one home with someone that wants to farm that ground.
Yeah, I can see that.
Then put three homes in there.
Yeah, I know. I knew your dad pretty well.
Yeah.
So I can see that. Okay, well, question answered.
Okay.
Could I make a suggestion from being in a planning meeting and making a recommendation? One thing that we felt like as the planning commission was that when we suggested this, that would be a 30-foot driveway, 32-foot driveway back to a single home, not allowing for development of multiple lots back there. And that was the recommendation, that it was for a single home on 15 acres, not for a development opportunity.
Mark, was there a discussion on setting any type of parameters that only one house could be locked into that ground? I mean, did you discuss all the legalities of signaling that only one house could be there or not?
Well, we came to the conclusion that with the 30-foot driveway, that there wouldn't be the availability for a 50-foot wide road standard. So therefore, they wouldn't be able to develop it further with only the 30-foot right away to the 15 acres.
Unless they acquired maybe some property somewhere else in the future.
Yes, and that would be something that could happen in the future, for sure.
We got Gary. Are you there as well?
I still think we need to. I'd like to find a way that they can build on it. But after looking at some of the details a little more, there's a deed from 44, which looked like, you know, it was there before 1941, which is when zoning started in the county. But after mapping things out, there's been a lot of horse trading and property boundary changes and subdivision and things happening. And so planning kind of said, at least in my mind, it's okay because it happened before zoning came into being. We could use that as a precedent, but looking more at the details, I don't think we can use that because the boundaries have changed, I guess, tremendously between 1944 and 1973. So I think I'd like to still see it happen, but I'd much rather see one house on 15 acres than something bigger in the future or more density. I think we need to be really careful with it because looking at the detail a little more, we've got more problems than I thought when we were in planning commission.
Thank you for that comment. Typically, Susan, you know, when we get a packet, not very often do we vote the same night that we get the packet because comments lead to other questions and the packet's going to be there and there may be something in the packet that we, or excuse me, something not in the packet that we might want clarity on. With that being said, from my point of view, the chair will entertain a motion. Well, is there any other discussion from the public? Comments? Anything from the council?
Is this real-time sensitive?
Yeah, kind of.
Sooner the better, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's been going on for a long time, John.
Oh, I know. But if it waited for a month, is that a critical thing, or would it be?
We sure hate to lose, it would be sooner, the sooner the better.
We've got a guy, you know, like, I sure hate to lose a sale.
Yeah, oh, I understand that. Would a month do that? And maybe that can influence our decision, but maybe it can. Would that?
All I can say is the sooner the better. I don't know.
I would say yes, a month's too long, but, you know, that's just my opinion.
Well, Stephanie had commented and things, and to make sure we look at something that may or may not set precedent for other situations we may or may not want. You know, I know we want sooner better for everybody involved, including us. We don't want to tune on this for two or three meetings either. But I know I need to probably study a little bit more of myself as well.
Yeah, I'd like to see one home there, but I'd like to review this for this month.
Any other questions, Eric? If not, I'll call for a motion.
I'm ready.
So I will call for a motion now.
I make a motion that we take the month to review the Blaine and Juanita Webb property until January. For a little bit longer of a review.
Okay. So we have asking for a 1 month review or until next council meeting to review it. Do we have a second?
So are we just continuing this? I guess I'll second that, then I'll discuss it.
For continuing.
Yeah, so I'll just second her motion.
Okay, so we have a first and a second, and is there any discussion?
So are we just continuing? Is this just a motion to continue,
yes,
or does it have a timeline put to it? When you say 1 month, is it?
I'd like to continue it to the next month, yeah. Okay.
Second stands.
To January.
Okay, so we have a first and a second, we had that discussion. Any other comment? All in favor? Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Is that 3-1?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion passes. And it's certainly not a no. We are going to look at all the things we can do to help solve, which we've done for other people, and we not necessarily have solved all the other folks' things, but we've certainly tried hard and have solved a lot. It would certainly be helpful to meet an hour before the next meeting.
Whatever the council wants to do.
Could we do it sooner than that, though, maybe?
Probably. A work meeting?
Well, let's see. If we do a work meeting, you can't. It still has to come to a meeting to.
It does.
That's why that hour before may or may not.
Yeah, the hour before would be easier than another day.
Unless you have some questions that you need to, something to look up.
Well, that's true. I'm certainly open to meeting on this another day, sooner than next month.
Okay. And I am too, and I'll even entertain a motion for a particular date, or we can leave it open to Mary to find out what dates may be available. And through phone calls to communicate after tonight to find out which date might be best.
Is planning
are you able to?
They are, sorry.
Are you able to do a meeting?
Absolutely.
Okay. So it looks like everyone's willing to do a work meeting to move this, you know, to look at this.
Planning's meeting this
15th?
Month?
15th?
I think it's the 19th, isn't it?
19th. Yeah, the 19th at 7 is when planning meets. We have an application in, so we will be meeting.
Can we meet before that, if we have the room, or? Oh, you have an application before that.
What's that?
Are you saying, can we have the room before that, if that works for everybody?
Yes.
Do you want to check on that for the room before planning on the You said the what was again?
The 19th.
19th.
Their meeting's at 7.
So typically, a work meeting is just the council and whoever. It's an open meeting. Okay. Usually, you're not involving the public. You're just getting your questions answered.
I was just going to say, we're not going to be voting at that work meeting. It's going to be just an open discussionary meeting. Just if you're, I don't know if you heard all the discussion or not up here. So we're having an extra meeting to discuss it before we have, but we cannot vote at that work meeting.
So do we come to that meeting?
Yes, it's an open public meeting.
Oh.
You're more than welcome to come.
And you'll hear whatever we're going to talk about and how we talk about it.
And then what time is that meeting?
It'll be at 6 if we meet an hour before the planning meeting.
I'll call and make sure the room's available at that time, and then I'll just make sure and call you.
Okay, thanks, Mary.
Then we'll be able to answer any questions the council has.
Bill.
And that will give us a little bit of time to anything you need to find on your own. Okay.
Now that takes care of.
Make sure your email is in.
Takes care of item number 4. Moving on to item number 5, planning department report, violations and enforcement. Jenny?
We've had a couple of complaints, but nothing that we need to follow up on. I do have a report here.
In a busy month.
So the complaints are right there on the bottom that we had.
Second one's interesting.
Yes. So the one wants to know why the town put them in the floodplain.
It's my fault.
Could you answer that one, or did you? That might have been a doozy.
I told them to call FEMA. I'm sure they're waiting for their call.
Well, that was on the second round, then. Is that what happened? They readjusted it, or they've always been there?
I'd imagine it's always been there. This lot is right against the creek, so. As they try and get these lots to develop on the floodplain is something, or I mean, they have to get a geotechnical study done on it and actually have it engineered out of the floodplain to build on it. So we don't let them build in a floodplain, so they have to mitigate that. They don't want to do that.
Have you had any or too many of those done that way to mitigate in a floodplain?
We've had a couple. Yeah, we've had a couple. Usually what they do is elevate the lot.
Just through either dirt and or pillars or whatever.
Yeah. They can just elevate. Usually they just hire an engineer and they go in and tell them what they need to do to get it out. Then they submit that to FEMA and they decide if that's acceptable. The town's really not in the loop of that.
Okay.
The other one with a smoke complaint. I really don't know what to tell them. We're an agricultural. So if it gets smelling dirty like smoke and the windows get dirty because the smoke's hitting them, it's just not an action the town's going to do anything about.
That's what happens about far too often to every resident. Okay. Anybody have any questions with air planning or?
Yeah, the better subdivision in Southfield, is that down? Where's that from the end of the road?
So that's on Southfield Road?
Yeah.
Where we just ran the water line?
Yeah.
The Reeder property is part of this Beathers subdivision.
Oh, okay.
There's two lots there in that. So the new home is being built.
Yes.
Is on one of those lots. There's two lots in that subdivision. You got Reeder's and then the new one that's being built.
And that's it? Those two lots?
Those two lots. That's the only two lots in the Beathers subdivision.
Okay. I just didn't remember it as Beathers subdivision. Okay.
Yeah, that's the name of that subdivision.
Okay.
And so it's more than a complaint. I know I have complained on here, but that's moved on to lawsuit, so.
Yeah. And then the Neil Hilton Big Hollow Road property?
Yes. We have, they will be on the planning agenda next month. We have another property that has no frontage that somebody wants to build on. So they'll be in front of the planning, trying to work through the, trying to mitigate the frontage thing.
Yeah.
So that's another property. And also come into play on that same parcel is the floodplain again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that creek runs right alongside of that and separates. The Hilton property and the county property is separated by that Daniel Creek.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about that.
You know, I actually thought it went along the creek, but there's actually a piece between it and the creek that's a separate, well, the county.
Pretty big piece.
Yeah.
What's that?
Say, fairly big piece, because the Round Corral's partly on the county, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, really? Crosses. So that's an application we have coming in. Had quite a few emails with them. But they finally filled out an application and turned it in, so we'll be hearing that.
Okay. Just for GWIS file, so I got a call today from county, from Brandon. Somebody hit our sign, one of the road signs over there going toward, have to go down that little street.
Mm-hmm.
And I weren't sure whose property is on there. You know, that sign's in ours, but I'm not sure where that sign was. I said, for now, just get it fixed. I appreciate the call, and we'll. They weren't sure who it was, and I wasn't sure who it was, and they hit the sign. Anyway, we the snowplow driver got the picture and license plate of the individual who hit it. I turned that into the sheriff's office, and so we should be able to recoup any cost if I didn't care. Can I ask him if that was the appropriate way to handle it?
Is that county road or a town road, Creek Lane, or is it private?
The, which one?
Cobble Creek Lane.
Cobble Creek Lane is a private lane.
Because the county spent at least half an hour down there plowing it the other morning.
And then they go down to that turnaround right there at Heptels or something, and
they go went clear down, backed in and out. I was watching them. It took them like half an hour. And I thought,
Jack's down.
Mm-hmm, I thought if the town's paying for that, it probably took as long as it took to do the rest of the town.
85 point turn.
So we maybe need to make sure they know that that's a private lane.
Yeah, and it's weird because the bridge at the end of Big Hollow, I tried to get that in our FEMA mitigation list, and
it's in the county.
It's counties. So
they plow up to the gun club anyway, though, don't they?
They do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, so they go charge us from Daniel sure. to the county, and back into Daniel, yeah. then back into county.
Yeah. There. Yeah.
I'll see if and when, and if that gets put on our tab, or if that's put on the county tab. Is this morning that with the sign, they didn't know who's what, and I know they have plowed it forever because they pushed some snow up against the residents sometimes, and the resident called me and said they're pushing snow up against and they can't get out. Yeah.
I just wondered if it was town, because it took quite a while.
That's a good question, and I'll find out.
Yeah, and I think the Heftel was looking at putting in a different drive for Jack. They talked to right there.
Smitty.
They were going to go up his north fence line with the driveway for Jack.
Wow.
That could create some interesting problems too.
Yeah.
With frontage and
yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. So I have that last little bit to planning department reports. If there's anything else in that. Okay. Move on to item number 6, discussion of water manager salary. I had put that on last month. I had said discussion came up. I said, let's throw it on here. I wanted to talk to Gary. I did talk to Gary. Gary does not want anything done. He's happy with the way it is. And I asked him again very directly, and he said, I'm happy with the way it is. Do you want to discuss it anymore?
John's the one who wanted to know.
I know, I'm just throwing out the council.
I've learned some other information that was helpful for my understanding, and I'm fine with the way it is.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we're all either understand or, you know, that he's happy with the purpose.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was 6. Item number 7, Daniel Municipal Water. I'll start out with the announcement from last month that Shelley Bunker got that position, so we want to thank Shelley for being able to serve and do the water secretary. I have not told Mary, but probably ought to send a letter out to the other applicants, thanking them for their time. And so I wanted to start that off, and didn't know if there's any water issues that you might be able to bring. Gary was going to be here if he could, but he said he might be running late. So
I think that's what these two are here for, is water issues.
Okay. So.
Stonehaven?
You'll have to step up.
Stonehaven, so that's the next item.
Okay, we'll be right with you down on the next item. We're talking about the other water system.
No, Daniel, I think is doing, all the bills went out. We're still working on the shut-off notices because the guy went on vacation, but he's now back, so we're getting that. So I think this month we'll have him. I think we have 52 anywhere, so. So other than that, I think things are moving right along. And then we have that notice, but Ryan's assured me that has cleared. We did get points. The state said everything was fine. And
I think that's the one that they got that they didn't think they got, but they didn't send a letter that they got.
I
also have that letter. Did you want to talk about
that? I was just going to say, I believe that issue is resolved. I know based on the sanitary survey, I suspect there's another letter coming, and there are a few things that we'll need to do to get points back off on that one.
This was a letter that came out that he's, so the state has responded?
The state did respond to that letter, and they said that they do have the reports, and they have that properly documented now.
Okay. Will you send a copy of that?
Yes. I meant to bring that tonight, sorry.
Perfect.
And Mary, just so you know, we have tried more than five, I don't know how many times, to get you Mike off the list, but they like you. So, well, there's mics on this one.
Yeah.
I'm sure they like you both. You can't seem to get Mike off.
It's no problem. And then there's that water conference that is coming up in February. Are you guys interested in sending me or no?
I would want anybody involved with water to go to any training meeting that they can, and we've always paid for the folks to go.
All right. I just wanted to make sure that was okay or not okay or before we made arrangements.
Even the smartest guys say they at least learn one thing each year. Okay.
One other item, Rob Armstrong had asked, and I meant to get with Gary, but Gary's not here yet. And about extending the water line on Mill Road. So right now it stops, it goes down no further than we had to go, that last part hydrant at Stephanie's driveway.
The mayor's, Rusty's house.
Yeah. And the question is with the new zoning and trying to do some other stuff, move the driveways around, we'd like to extend that a little bit. Rob would like to extend that a little bit. It is in the master plan. I said the first step is to come here and get your thumbs up or thumbs down. And so, all right, he called, but I think it'll be a fairly quick discussion. 3000 South, Mill Road. I'll draw the rest of the town real quick. This one goes both ways.
And you know, the town road's inside now.
All right, so I just drew the, I need Stonehaven's for fun. Anyway, so right now the water lines are on all of the roads, more or less. Right now, this one comes up, and just for fun, we ran it up here. And then when it goes into, this becomes Heber City over here. So we cross the road and come up here, and then we have Stephanie's driveway, a fire hydrant, and water line stops. And then up here, we have two more properties, and then Highway 40. I guess Highway 40 should be black, I'm sorry. The request is to either leave this fire hydrant and add a new one, or move this fire hydrant. And I need to look and see where all the fire hydrants are located to see if we need more or if we just need to relocate it.
What's the footage on spacing?
We try to keep them close to the homes, but they want to. In a city, you do every 400 to 500 feet. Here, it gets a little more complicated where the lots are large and the homes are far apart. So we try to keep them within 400 or 500 feet of the driveways. So there's a large stretch. Yeah. 400 to 500 feet apart. If there's a large stretch with no driveways and no homes, we try to be efficient and skip a little bit and then park them closer to the driveways.
Great.
We also try to hit property lines so that if there's, come over here, if there's a bunch of parcels, we try not to put the fire hydrant right there where a driveway might go in the future. And we generally try to put them on the property line where we have ordinances that say you can't put your driveway within 10 feet anyway. In one case, we did that and then the property line moved, but we try hard. So if anyone wonders why the fire hydrants move, we try really hard to plan ahead that we don't know what's going to come in the future. So whether we need another fire hydrant or whether it is still to be determined, but the request is to extend it about another 100 to 200 feet, Rob?
No more than 200.
No more than 200 feet.
Are you going clear to the property line?
Your far north property line?
Didn't you mention that that's standard procedure?
What we would require if we're going to extend it is that we'd go through, the improvements would be his whole frontage.
Okay.
If we're going to make improvements on part of the frontage, we've got to go through the whole frontage.
Okay.
Which was a little less than 200 feet.
Is there anything, Rob, is there anything that you are willing or not willing to do as far as that water line install? I mean, is there any requirements that you've been asked to do that would be a problem?
So I think it is in the master plan. Ultimately, the idea is to get all the way up to Highway 40, and then we have plans for another water line along Highway 40 that may or may not happen, but that's what's in the master plan. So it's in the master plan to get this line all the way to 40 eventually. Or we were going to tie into a new 10-inch line out here, although with the new 12-inch line that's going in right now, we might talk about using or piggybacking on that one.
Are you asking just to see how we feel about this or what we're...
Well, I guess there's two questions. One, how do we, you know, are we okay with that? Is that in keeping with where we want to go with the water system and the master plan? My understanding is Rob's willing to pay for the improvements, but one of the requests as we do is he'll have at least one, if not two, new meters. Correct me if I'm wrong. Would this be something, would we consider his cost in lieu of impact fees for a portion of those two new meters?
So the 10 new meters, one's...
It may only be one new meter and relocate.
And relocate the one, so one new meter?
So one or two right now. I guess it's one. At one point we're talking about possibly two.
The second one is the movement. Relocate.
Okay.
So I guess a question for the council would be consider the work in lieu of impact fees.
Is that something you want to start here pretty quick? Well, I guess we won't not till spring, right?
Depending on the weather.
They're out of the road, so they don't have to get in the asphalt.
Huh?
I imagine we would want to wait till spring.
Yeah, the road crossing wouldn't be an issue.
We don't need to cross the road, is correct. And so a lot of this work could be done without doing any asphalt work. Working with the water, I'd hate to see things freeze up. I'd like to wait until it warms up a little bit.
Next week.
Do we have a precedence, Ryan, as how that works?
We have where they've been in the master plan. We have done that, and when they're not in the master plan, we don't, is how we've done that. But the idea behind it is more of a greater good. If this line is going somewhere where it's ultimately going to benefit the town and other people can connect, then it would be something we would consider. Water lines that go to, you know, dead-end roads, if you want to run a water line to your house, to have a fire hydrant next to your house, for example, that's never going to go anywhere that would help the town or generate new connections, then we would say that's great, you can do it, but that's not a town benefit.
So if it's in the general plan, we just have done it in the past.
Yeah. So you asked for the precedence. The precedence has been if it's in the master plan, the idea was that it ultimately helped the town improve their water system and generate new connections.
So why would he have to pay for us to do that, or why would he have to do that? Why wouldn't we just the town absorb that cost?
We probably had everybody pay those costs. Like the new home down by Rex's had to pay that cost,
a portion of it. So my answer on that is largely timing. You know, it's in our plan to do this. It's in our plan to run one down the highway, but we may not get to it in the time Rob wants to do it. Okay. And so we've asked the developer in that case to come up and do the improvements. What we've said in lieu of paying the impact fee, if say this is a $5,000 project. Get that that's a makeup number, but say it's a $5,000 project and the impact fee is 10. We'd ask him to pay 5 and we would consider the other 5 an in-kind contribution, if that would make sense.
Is that what we did on Southfield?
Partially, yes. He contributed some money because it wasn't all on his property. Portions of it were on his property. This would be all along the frontage of the.
But in front of all the other properties on Southfield, did we eat the bill?
Yes.
Well, he contributed 3 times his impact fee. So 3 times of his impact fee is what he contributed.
Because it's going to cost him that much for a well.
I just want to make sure we're consistent.
And so then the school line, the school ran the water line down, we did the same thing. We gave them their impact fees for the water line.
That's right.
That one we did a little different. We charged them the impact fees and then used that to build the water line.
Right.
It ended up with the same. I guess the difference is there, their impact fee was bigger than the construction costs. And we have, actually, you know, had some other money to make other improvements than just the one line to the school. I left out, Anyway, but we had more money than just that water line, which is good because it has other impacts to the town. So extending some of these other lines and improving other things help the school get more water.
So this follows.
It follows
what we've done.
It follows what we've done in the past. Where it is in the master plan, and ultimately we're trying to get this road to the water line to the highway, it is consistent with master plan. And so I think it would be appropriate to use the impact fees in lieu of, or any kind of contributions in lieu of dollars for impact fees. We still have the water rights and all the other criteria.
Yeah.
So what, on our last water line, it was, how much was it a foot? Just scale it.
$100,000. Trying to remember all the costs. I think the total bill worked out to be just over $100,000.
$103,000, I think.
With the asphalt that we don't have here and the meters and everything else, and we were 900 feet.
Yeah.
So call it $100,000 and 1,000 feet.
There you go.
So take out the zeros, a little over $100.
$100 a foot.
Oh, sounds like a deal, but not really.
It's not.
I think this one will be, I don't know that this one will be comparable. We need to get out there and look at other utilities.
So
the $100 a foot had a lot of utilities and asphalt and conflicts that made it more expensive.
It did. And there will be some irrigation lines, I think, that we will have to cross on there. Do you design that, or do you just give him the design we have? Make sure we have the 5 foot cover and is that accurate?
In the past, where we've said there are private water lines that the town that doesn't benefit the town, we've had the developer hire an engineer and then we've reviewed it. On these water lines that are in the master plan, we've done the design. And I would propose on this one, it's 200 feet, we have all the typicals and details.
That's what I mean. Could we just?
So we would cross out the Southfield Road and call it a set of plans. So I would propose we could generate a set of plans.
Okay.
Just using, like you said, our standard details and
yeah.
One sheet that just says connect here, stop there.
Show the thrust block, whatever.
That thrust block's in the detail.
You know, and I don't believe in the past we necessarily had a resolution. We just had an agreement to the council to move something like this forward.
I think if we wanted to make a motion, we could formally do it next month. I don't think. I mean, next week it's going to be warm, but I don't think it's going to be that warm.
You okay with using our engineer to design?
Yes.
Give you that so you don't have to hire one?
Yes.
Or you can hire one.
I'll just, Ryan will do fine.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't think.
Sometimes the best thing that anyone says is that an engineer is fine. Yeah.
So, quickly before we leave off of this, Ryan, the new standard coming out with storage, will this help us do that? Any line that we have, they're making us keep so much storage, they're redesigning all the.
They are redoing the rules. I've gone through that. I think we'll be okay.
Think we'll be okay? All right.
Using the water lines for storage remains a bad idea.
It is. But I think their storage numbers are very, extremely high from the state.
Yeah, they're. I thought the whole point of the study they did was it was going to end up with lower storage numbers, but that didn't work.
No. So all these people that have all these water systems that have a tank and the lines, all
sorry for fires of fresh air, whatever.
We're talking drinking water.
Oh.
But now you all of a sudden have to have so much storage, the number went up for how many you take your peak day demands, not the user, but the peak day demands, and then they have a number they time that by and tell you how much storage you have to have.
And that would end up being the tank?
That'd be the tank. They've actually used water lines. Part of that.
So the problem I have with water lines is you're not maintaining. If you're draining the water lines, by definition, you're not maintaining pressure in the system.
You are at my house.
So that thought was in my mind. So how that storage?
For the last few gallons.
Are they going to make a bigger line now? Are they going to want to go bigger lines to store or no?
What they're trying to do is get you to build bigger tanks. Conveniently, we built our tank for build out because at the time we did it, the Duggins had found about the best deal for financing you'll ever find. And so we built a very large tank, so I would be surprised even with the new regulations if we aren't okay. There's a lot of other systems I work for that are gonna be...
People are panicked.
Gonna have a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I understand the justification for it. There's not that many times that tanks have run out of water.
Yeah, I sat through training with Ying Ying and it sounded pretty serious. There's a lot of people pretty panicked, and I didn't know how our system would...
Our system's gonna fare better than a lot. That doesn't say that we're not gonna get something, but well, right. we're gonna do better than a lot
perfect.
Of systems.
Perfect.
Sounds about right.
Okay, so do you wanna have just a motion on it? Do you have the water line or not have the water line? Or?
Yeah, we can do a motion on that.
Okay, do you wanna entertain a motion to have Ryan present it to us and extend the water line down and complies with our master plan and our 20-year plan. So
moved.
You have a motion? Second?
Second.
A motion and a second in that discussion?
So we'll be participating in the cost of that line and the fire hydrant, the cost of the line, the entire project?
Up to the cost of the impact fee.
Up to the cost of the impact.
The impact fee is in lieu of, so we'll up to, and I imagine the 200 feet will, if that Southfield Road number is even close, will exceed the $10,000. So.
Okay.
And now my understanding
so basically we'll
he's paying for it, and then we're taking the
impact
fee off
of one.
Can't ask for better than that.
Is that what you all understood?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a first and a second, and a discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None. Motion passed. So that was Danny Municipal, and I did we get Stormhaven in there? Was there? I know we
no.
didn't. Okay, so we'll move on to Stormhaven. And anything you can shed light on us with that, Shelley?
I think she has had since this has been going on since June. She's had
maybe I'll let her speak
yeah
first.
I was gonna say I let her speak first and then
you bet I was
and
yeah.
then I'll fill in
you could we usually have people come up front if you'd like to that and say your name for the record and then we'll be able to understand. Thank you.
You have to go to the whiteboard.
I'm asking her to read it to you. I'm kind of glasses. This is regarding the leaks at 4418 South Tammy Lane. First, I get a bill for 5720 on 4418 property, so I pay it next month. 6/30/18, I get a bill for 180 and some odd cents. So I pay it wondering if Don is using a lot of bill or water. Then I get a bill on 7/31/18 for $236.25, so I pay it in wondering who the hell is using it. Then comes 2/10/65/8/31/18, I pay it. And then comes 9/30/18 at 2/38/55, I also pay this. And then comes 10/30/18, 10 and 11. 2/38/55, so I call my neighbor, Dale Beeman. I ask him, what's going on? Now you gotta remember, I have never had this happen before in my life, so I'm dumb about it. I ask him, what's going on? He says, I must have a leak, and he comes up. I don't even know where to look for one. Dale finds it buried under the long grass in front and says, you have a water meter. I said, oh goody. He finds it and takes off the lid and shows it to me. I'd never seen one before. Don't laugh. He told me to call Gary Walton, and I did. Next day he came out, and I had called people from Salt Lake to come find where it was leaking. I crawled under the house and it was dry. Every place on the ground was dry also. So I was confused about it all. I told Mr. Walton I had someone coming up from Salt Lake. He said, don't pay that bill. And I've got Kurt Nearings coming right now to look at this. When Kurt came, he told me it would be around 5 or 6 days before he could do anything about it. So I called Salt Lake and canceled the people I had arranged to come. They also, these guys also searched for water on top of the ground, but there wasn't any. I was told not to pay the bill. Well, Kurt came around a week later and repaired the leak. That night I walked up and everything was okay. And then my daughter came home around 9 and called me and said water was running all over the yard and under the house. I went up and it was a mess. I called Kirk and he came back and said a grant. We had to let it run all night. Kurt redug the one he had repaired as the water came from the main line above the meter. They told me that they would be back early and they were. This belongs to the city of Daniel, so they said. It was a mess. So I paid $90 to Daniels for water for that month. Then I get this bill for $238.55 again. That's the one I was told not to pay by both of them. By Gary Walton and the guy that came and fixed it, who is a very good guy, that's Kurt. And he tells me to pay it. I told him, no, I'll go to the water board in December. I had sent in $90, and that was for me and my daughter. Now, they never even sent me that, and they had taken it off the last bill. So here we are. What do I do?
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's a mess, and it was. I have never been in a place where I've had a water leak. So I didn't know what was going on. I thought my daughter was using too much money. I even complained to her and she said, Mom, I'm not. I didn't know that we had a round thing out there that has little things that goes around fast until they showed me. That's how dumb I am about water.
That's how lucky you are.
Lucky?
Yes. Because you only know about it when you have problems. So if you didn't know about it, you've been
lucky. I paid everything except the last one, and I'll tell you why. Because Gary Walton told me not to pay it.
Correct.
Why?
So what happens on a leak typically is all of a sudden you'll get big bills.
I did, and I paid them all except the last one.
Right, so what happens is when that leak is fixed, we forgive the last bill. So all the ones before.
I didn't know that.
All the ones before. You'll be charged for it because
They're all paid for.
Right. So that's why he told you not to pay the last bill.
Okay,
that's typically what you do is.
All I got was a $45 bill for this month, last month. And I paid that. And I haven't received anything else, so I don't know what to do about this.
Okay. So now, here's Shelley, who's the secretary.
Oh.
And she can tell us where you stand on your bill.
Okay, like I said, this has been going since June. She has paid regular. She's been really good. And let's see, she got her last bill on September 30th. It was $238.55. We never received any payment at all for $238.55. And then, but I didn't know that Gary was working on it toward the end of October.
Yeah.
So October 31st, her bill was $106.40. Gary came to me and says, we found the leak. I told her we will drop off any excess. She doesn't pay the $106.40, only the $45, which is, so we gave her the credit. She had $106.40 for that month, but she still owed the month before, which was $238.55. So we credited her account. She sent a check in for $45, which still shows that she owes $238.55 for the month of September.
You didn't take out the $90 that I sent you on?
One check, I did. $45 was for yours, and wasn't the other $45 to your other account?
No, it was to my daughter, for my daughter.
Right, so you have two different accounts, right?
No, I sent it all together.
But on your check, it showed to put 45 toward one, 45 toward the other. So I did not put 90 toward just this account.
Okay. You put 45 on each meter?
I did. I put 45 on each meter.
Okay.
Like you had broke down. And so, and then the check just went out, and it was the $45.
Why didn't somebody
so that's...
That knows, let me know, because I must be stupid. I've never had a water leak. I've lived in San Diego for years and years, never had a water leak, never knew they came, didn't, there was no water under the house. I crawled under it, it was dry. There was no water on the top of the ground, none running down the hill. Where did it go?
Straight down into the ground.
Down into the rocks. That's what I found out finally.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm here, because I don't know what to do.
Yeah. So Shelly, then I kind of didn't quite get, so the only is the 230 check, is that what's owed, or the 45 that's owed?
Yeah, 238.55 is what's owed for September. Okay. We haven't received any check except the last $45 one. So the total that just with the check that with the month that just went out is 288.32. But we did credit all of that was, you know, over, just like Gary had asked me to. So now I'm waiting for what.
Okay.
So how much do you need?
So she's just trying. We're just trying to get the balance there. So it looks like there's about $230. Is that what you're saying?
$238.55.
Yeah, $238.55
okay.
is what's passed over.
Why don't the people who read the meter, why didn't they let me know that I had a problem? Because I didn't know I had a problem. First, I'm yelling at my daughter, "You're using too much water." She said, "I'm not."
I would think, you know, like Gary, when you called and it came out the next morning, we would not know unless you say my bill's X and I'm not using it anymore, and then that's usually kind of when we get involved, and then we would not know. And we have people that use a lot of water.
I had no clue what to do.
Totally understand.
I had to call a neighbor to come up and show me that I had a meter in front of the house. I had no clue.
And can I make a comment on that? Up at Storm Haven, it's harder because they're only allowed 8,000. And so most of the people up there have very high water bills in the summer.
But
they
I don't.
And I mean, I just came into this late, but I would have just thought you was just like everybody else up there watering your lawns.
No.
Or, I mean, is what I'm just saying. It wouldn't have jumped out at the guys doing the meters or anything else. It would have been, they wouldn't know unless, they would just assume you're watering something.
No, so, we don't have anything to water.
Yeah, but when
I have water in the field and it's already paid for.
Yeah.
Through another thing.
Yeah, so they wouldn't have known. And I wouldn't know because I just assume you're watering something else.
No.
But you did call me, and that's when I got Gary on the and said, you know.
Yes, you did.
So
I would probably seek something kind of simple. I would think you're okay. You know, we've had a water bill you paid that you're headache.
It's paid.
You got told by
our
water person not to pay a particular bill.
Everything.
We're going to honor our water guy with that. I would think the council would and forgive the $200-something bill. And I think that's what you're asking for. Is that correct?
My God, you're kidding.
Well, I think you got your mistake.
I'm not trying to skew anybody.
No, I know. And I made a mistake. I just tried to get a dollar. I repeat myself.
Yeah. Well, the 238 came before. What they took off, they allowed her to pay the $90
right.
off of the 106.
And that's 45 each account.
Right. We ate the rest of that 106 on above that.
Okay.
So she only paid the 90. So this is the month prior.
Okay. I guess we already forgave also the 106.
Right.
But it took 2 months to kind of find the leak and work everything out.
Well, everything that came on the second leak was a town.
Actually.
That was on our side of the meter. So the second leak was all that. Then she didn't get billed for any of the second leak. That
had
was
I been
one.
Smart enough, I would have known there was a leak, but I've never had one before.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what was going on.
Right.
So we've really forgiven 10 plus the 90.
So what do you want?
We're kind of not concluding here. Real quick,
yeah.
Are
so
you?
You're up 340.
That we've already kind of given?
No.
Total.
We only did the 106.
Right.
And so we have the month prior, which is 238. What would you want us to do with it?
It's up to you. I need to know.
What would you like to do with it?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Really? Now that you ask, what do you want me to do?
Well,
like I said, I missed 100 and something, so there's a forgiving of $106, excuse me, $106.40.
Yes, you did.
And you paid the 90 to take care of the other, so there's a, it looks like there's just a balance of $238.55 then, because we've already forgiven 100 and something, so that might be the last bill to catch up, or I'd like to know what the council thinks about that amount.
I think it was a leak. I think it took time to figure out the leak. I think leaks are hard, maybe particularly hard in this situation. I'd say forgive it.
Yeah, I even crawled under the house and it was dry. There was nothing running on top of the ground.
I can tell you spent time trying to figure it out.
I'm sure you can. I just felt terrible. I didn't know what to do. That's why I'm here.
I think you should forgive it. I think we should forgive it.
So we
forgive the whole thing?
Well, do you want to pay the check? I mean,
we're trying to be really nice. You're being nicer.
It's Christmas.
How about half?
That's up to you, folks.
You had a leak, and I think the next time you know, and you'll be smarter about it.
You better believe
and
it.
If your rate
and
goes up.
And there's probably going to be more because that thing that runs down there is in bad shape. I'm the third person, and I found out it came up that same night it broke up. And Kirk had to come back and make a big strip down the front of the lawn again, which we don't have. It's just mud now. And let that water run down there because that came out of the one that actually feeds everybody down the line. So, that's up to you fellows entirely.
Chair, I'll entertain a motion.
Sure.
We're going to see a motion and see what we want to do here.
Okay.
I make a motion that we forgive the $238.55.
You're extremely sweet.
Second.
We have a first and a second. Any last discussion? None. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
So what am I supposed to do then?
Your bill is clear until you get your next bill.
Okay.
And it's coming.
You guys
it's
are
in
wonderful.
The mail.
So your new bill is in the mail.
You just need
to subtract that $238.55 off of it.
Are you sure?
Yep. And then pay that bill.
Okay. I will do that.
Thank you for your time and coming up and speaking
Thank
to us.
Thank you for your time.
Okay, item number 9, approval of council meeting minutes, October 1, 2018.
Motion to approve.
I think those minutes have already been approved. It should be November 5th.
Thank you
the
very
last
much.
Meeting.
Oh.
Thank you.
Naughty. What? Number nine.
Writing on the back of everything.
So as far as the minute, it's October 1 versus should be November 1.
November 5.
No, excuse me, the date when we had it, but in November month. Yep. Okay.
Okay, motion to approve those.
Oh, good. Second.
So the discrepancy was just on the agenda. The minutes are all correct, so.
Yeah.
We have a motion to accept the minutes.
Check.
We have a second. Any discussion on the minutes? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Minutes passed.
Can I ask you one question on that?
Yep.
I think there was a discussion. I obviously haven't read those minutes, but on the tentative meeting schedule, and there's usually an ordinance passed in regards to that, which I don't see on the agenda. I just wondered if...
You know, we passed the dates, and we may not have that resolution tonight, but I know we passed and done the dates have all been passed and confirmed.
It's an ordinance, not a resolution, which has to be published, so I think maybe you're a little lax or getting the cart before the horse, but I really think you need to have a formal ordinance before the council once those dates have been approved, which last month it was tentative, and carry forth that way. My opinion.
Just talk about the scheduling meeting, room dates.
Oh, for next year.
Right.
Correct, for next year.
So when we went over and approved it, we didn't do a resolution to follow it up and then...
An ordinance.
An ordinance, excuse me.
Yes.
Okay, we can make that change. Thank you, Lynn. Anything else that might... All right, okay. So Mayor, we'll get an ordinance ready for that and we'll do it next month. Okay, and that discussion came on the end of the voting of the council minutes, right? So moving on to item number 10, our recorder's office, warrant approvals, announcements, etc. And then we also have our engagement letter from Gilbert and Stewart, who will be doing our audit.
Awesome.
So we'll turn it over to Mary.
Okay, Comcast office phone 9758, office space 200, Smith and Harvickson. So if you guys recall, the last couple months we've not had bills. They went to a new billing system, so there's two different ones for September, two different ones for October.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for identifying those. That helps.
Three.
Yeah. September/October, yep.
Yeah.
And winter four, that's all.
Yeah. Okay, TO Engineering, $162.50 for NEFS, $825.45 for Simus, Planning $355, Engineering $452.50, Public Works, Eric Sowers, and then Marking Paint $42.79. Then you have payroll for Council, Commission, Daniel Municipal Water, Data Charge $47.75, Heber Light and Power $224.74, Chemtech $420, and then again for $63. Engineering for TO $1,581.07, sampling $210, and then payroll. Stormhaven, Dominion Energy $907, Heber Light and Power $185.34, Chemtech Ford $40, and then another one for $21. Laughlin Water Association is the Welltech specification for $3,289. TO Engineering $1,874.10, sampling for $240, and then payroll.
Okay. Have any questions with regards to the warrant?
Are you okay with that Laughlin bill?
Yes.
Okay.
So that was part of the permit, our well project?
Yeah, well, the bill we got didn't have your signature. Red flag.
I did. I did look at it.
Okay.
And yes, that was within what we expected it to be.
Okay.
And you're aware that we paid another one last month, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So that should be the second, I believe, the final one until we're under construction.
Okay.
Asked him a bunch of questions today, so he might have 1 hour.
So we've already paid the $834?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Get in your signature.
I can make sure I sign those in the future. It's easier to send that through and have you guys pay it directly for a couple of reasons. One, it avoids paperwork and markups on my end, mm-hmm. and they're big enough that that's a substantial number. And then second, from a contractual standpoint, if we get into trouble, the town can go up, you know, they're not a subcontractor. So TO doesn't have to be in the middle of a dispute if there is one.
We don't have a contract over there.
No.
Okay.
We should.
Okay. All right. Okay.
It's one of many things that I should do better that I haven't gotten on.
I didn't know what they was doing. I saw the well thing on there, and I assumed that they were doing design.
So they specialize in hydrogeology, and you know that's all they do is design wells and develop groundwater springs. And so I have most of the wells I have them designed because that's what they do. And so they do a much better job and are much more efficient around the ground.
Okay. Where are we at on this?
About ready to go to. So we're still, an application still pending at water rates, which I think is going to depend past our well. We're going to get a temporary permit and keep going. Drinking Water got back to us with a few minor comments. Those are being resubmitted this week. Anticipate approval from Drinking Water shortly. Once I get the Drinking Water approval, we'll get the Davis Bacon wage decision, and we'll get those out to bid.
Okay, so we have location dead, all that stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, the well design is done. Well specs are sitting on my desk waiting for the state to approve it. Like I said, we had a few minor questions, so we'll get... I'd like to get that bid out, advertisements out before Christmas, and then probably open sometime in January.
And then tentative date, April-ish, May-ish?
My thought to get the best price is to give a large window of time. And so say construction can start anytime between January and May, but once it starts, you have 30 days. So what I don't want is them to go up there and drag their feet for 4 months and have us under construction for 4 months, but give them a window that what they want to do in January because they've got a break in their schedule, you know, do it in January or do it in May, whatever fits your schedule, but get in and get out.
And then that would give us plenty of time if they did drag their feet that we wouldn't be butted up against any late or term issues.
Yeah, we'll set the end deadline early enough that we can still have other issues, you know, deal with other things because we won't be completely done. When they're done, develop the well and we know what we have, we still have one more smaller portion of equipping the well. Okay. We've got to get a pump in it and then we have to get the piping from that well to the tank.
And that's all CDBG money?
Yes. I'll let you know after the bid comes in, but the plan is it's all CDBG money.
Okay.
The problem, as you know, with CDBG is you have to put together engineer's estimates, and then it's about 2 to 3 years before you actually construct, and costs don't stay the same in the 3 years between when you get your engineer's estimate.
So it remembers a lot of stuff, probably.
But they always go down, right?
Yeah, but since costs are going down, it's not ever been a problem.
That's right.
Yeah.
Gosh. Okay.
You need a motion?
Yes, I do.
To approve the warrants.
Okay.
I'll wait till you second.
Okay, a motion and a second. Any discussion?
On the Smith attorney fees, this reader, is that for the lawsuit or is that for...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and we are going to try to recoup those fees?
We're going to try.
Okay.
There've been two discussions with counsel, and one of them we can't even try, and one we can, and so anyway,
okay.
We are trying.
Yeah.
Okay. Last discussion. We had a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Warrants approved. Item number 10, excuse me, 10A, we just, as I mentioned, we do have our letter we approved for our engagement letter with Gilbert and Stewart. So I'll be signing that tonight and having that kind of motion we didn't have the other last month.
Are they going to be able to finish that audit within 30 days?
You know,
supposed to be done by the end of the year.
Oh, Ben can. Now, we tried for 2 months to get a hold of Ben. He was busy and didn't email back and forth, and he finally talked to his boss or whoever owned it. Then we did talk to Ben and did get us a letter, and that's where we're at. So any questions about this from anybody? Okay. Item number 11, I don't know if we need to have any of these for that this evening.
Do you need a motion for the engagement?
I do, I'm just...
Okay. Yep. Make a motion for up to $3,500 for the engagement of Gilbert Stewart.
Check.
Motion and a second. Any discussion on it?
It says in the letter that it will be completed by December 31st.
Yeah, it says it will be done by 31st.
In the letter, sir?
That says should. Doesn't say will.
Oh, should.
Let me get that word in there.
Okay, so we have a motion to accept the letter of engagement from Gilbert and Stewart. Do we have a second?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we have a first and a second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. And, y'all have any motion to...
You want to talk about?
Okay. We'll have a little more information next month anyway.
Well, our answer is we have to. Lot is December 3rd is there, and then we have to go, we'll have 7 days after that, so it'll be before we meet again. I think his cutoff was today to have his.
So maybe close session quick?
Absolutely, if you want to go in. John, entertain a motion to go into closed session.
I make a motion to go into closed session.
And a second to go into closed session, all in favor? Aye. We're now in closed session. We announce all motions.